Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hi, everybody. This is Andy Bemis, your host for Pedaling the Pueblo today. With me in the studio is Colby Henley and Kylie Walzak from the Living Streets Alliance, and they're going to talk to us about a new app called Love to Ride and the Tucson Bike More Challenge. Welcome, guys. Why don't we start out by introducing listeners to the Living Streets Alliance? Kylie, can you tell us about who you are and what you do?
Living Streets Alliance is a nonprofit based in Tucson. We're a very grassroots organization that's been around 5 years with a mission to really increase the number of people using alternative transportation, incorporating it into their daily lives. Some of the programs that we have at Living Streets Alliance that people might recognize are Cyclovia Tucson, Bike Fest, Safe Routes to School, Neighborhood Walkability Assessment, and a new one that we're going to be talking about today, Love to Ride.
Tell us about that. What is Love to Ride?
Love to Ride is a program that's really focused on getting people to ride a bike for the first time or first time in a long time, or to ride more if they're an existing rider. It's both an online platform and a smartphone app, and it makes it really easy to automatically log your rides and to win prizes. It's already in use by over 168,000 users worldwide, so we're really excited to be able to launch this here in Tucson. Love to Ride will be active year-round with monthly prize drawings, but the real excitement happens during the Tucson Bike More Challenge, okay, which starts on October 30th.
Cool. What's the Tucson Bike More Challenge?
It's a free competition among workplaces to get the maximum amount of their staff to ride a bike anywhere for any reason between October 30th and November 30th. The reason that we've chosen to start that day is that's the fall Cyclovia.
So, Kylie, why was it important to bring this to Tucson?
The trick is, if you get somebody who hasn't been riding a bike for years to just get back on that bike and give it a try, people see how easy it is to ride a bike places, and it can shift their whole perception of the bicycle as transportation. If we could just get more people who aren't currently riding bikes to give it a shot and make it fun and reward them with fun prizes and give them a platform to give each other virtual high fives and have parties and know about events, maybe that would be something that would work well in Tucson. So we have it here, and we want to see if it's going to work.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the prizes people win for getting involved?
So the prizes that we're offering to new riders include things like tickets to U of A basketball games, entrances to local attractions like the Sonoran Desert Museum, movie theater tickets, gift certificates to restaurants, just fun prizes that allow people to fall back in love with their city and ride bikes there.
And it sounds to me like in addition to the opportunity to win prizes, it also creates an online experience between people. So you can see how far you're riding, compare with other people, encourage your friends, and it starts a sort of social network, if you will, around biking in Tucson.
There's a whole community of people out there that are just riding bikes just for fun. Through the Love to Ride social media platform, you can see all these other people who are riding. And you can see, you know, some of the places that they like to ride too, because they can post pictures and talk about their latest ride.
Anything else listeners should know or where they can go to find out more information?
Sure, you can register. The website is live right now, and it is lovetoride.net/Tucson.
Fantastic. So if you want to take part, make sure you download the app by October 30th. Thank you so much, Kylie and Colby, for coming into the studio today. This has been Pedaling the Pueblo. You can find out more information or email us your ideas for stories at ptp@kxci.org.